At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Does there need to be more education to the jury from the state explaining basically what you just said to me? Here's what the typical protocol is. I mean, it's easy for the defense to say, and you didn't document this and you didn't do that. Yeah, but that's not part of normal protocol, whether it's the Karen Reed case and John O'Keefe or anyone for that matter.
Yeah, exactly. I think they should show, I guess they showed the report, and I think they should talk about the background of usual run reports. And it's very interesting how that's just not being drawn out, in my opinion, to set the stage for the scene and so on and so forth. And I think also, I would always circle back after Jackson gets them to really say what Jackson is saying. I mean, Jackson is the one testifying in this trial.
Sure.
It's really amazing. I haven't seen this really since the OJ, where an attorney is allowed to really run these sort of filibusters and then at the end say, isn't that right? Correct, right? And these are not professional witnesses. I wish a question the prosecution would ask would be, how many times have you ever testified? Especially with lights and cameras, I'm guessing it's going to be once and it's this time.
Yeah.
These are just people up there. Whereas Jackson is a true, you know, courtroom drama. Yeah. You know, he's an attorney that's a great litigator. He needs to be on television.
Yeah. Yeah.
well, he is right now. He's so theatrical. He is right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's with so that, theatrical.
It's a great foray into the spotlight. The taillight also being in question. Let's hear actually him talking about what the evidence has presented itself as, and we'll get your comment on the other side.
The lead state police detective who was assigned to this case was a man named Michael Proctor. Michael Proctor, you will learn, is one of the many people in Canton with deep ties to the Albert family. Michael Proctor's own mother refers to the Alberts as the Proctor's second family. Right from the jump, Michael Proctor predetermined the outcome of this case. You'll learn that one of Michael Proctor's high school friends commented to him that with a dead body on the front lawn, the homeowner in this case is surely going to catch a lot of grief. And do you know what Michael Proctor's response to that was? One word. Nope. During that thorough search of Brian Albert's front lawn, the number of pieces of taillight that were found by a minimum of four officers looking for evidence was zero. It was only later in the day when the snow was really starting to accumulate that the police miraculously started to find pieces of taillight on the property. The police only started to find pieces of taillight after Michael Proctor had seized Karen Reed's car.
I mean, it's another interesting piece here where if you're looking for evidence of Protect the Blue or a conspiracy of some sort, it kind of points in that direction. How would you rebut that?
How I rebut that is I have been listening to this case for months and I have heard many things that have been untrue out of Giannetti's mouth. And I'm going to give you an example.
Okay.
He said, and he's quoted in the New York Post and various other places, this case will never go to trial because the U.S. Attorney's Office said they couldn't in conscience in their good conscience, let this case go to trial and look at where we're at.
True.
And then next to his quote on my Twitter this morning, I put the quote that the U.S. Attorney's Office said. And what they really said was, we don't have any targets in our investigation. So that was completely altered to say what Jannetty said. And I always point out, opening statements are not facts. Mm-hmm. They are what they're narratives that the attorneys want you to think is true. And the only facts in evidence are what those people on the stand are saying. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, because Jannetty and Jackson are so vibrant, what people are remembering are their words, not what the witnesses are testifying to. And that's really concerning. So to your point about the words Jannetty said, let's see who found those pieces of taillight, because I believe what those words are going to come back to bite him, just like the words about we're not going to trial.
Sure. Well, and it's interesting when you talk about the taillight and they're looking at it and snow is already beginning to fall at this point. This is not earlier in the evening before the snowstorm hit. So, I mean, I can kind of understand a little bit, even if you have four officers out there searching, of maybe not seeing it right away and maybe finding it a bit later. It's up for, I guess, you know, consideration. It's not a completely crazy idea or theory that it could have taken them longer to find this than in the dark in the middle of a blizzard. I don't know. There's just so many pieces to this where you kind of swing one way and then you can swing another. I'm still kind of in the middle in all this, wondering exactly what happened here. I mean,
sick of the ads?
We opt to
start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.